listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Rockhampton's Zan Rothery has been described as a gentle giant as his friends and colleagues mourn the loss of the 21-year-old. Just after 11 a.m. on Wednesday on Oxford Down Serena Road, the Nissan Navara veered off the road and hit a tree. His colleagues said he had a work ethic like no other and volunteered as a rural firefighter on his time off. Police are still investigating the crash. Local MP Michelle Landry has called out the state government's announcement of Rocky Hospital's new PET scanner, saying once again it's out in the Never Never plan. She adds Labour had no interest in the PET scanner when she raised the flag months ago, yet CQ Radiology had one ready to order that would arrive in 6 to 8 months.
The fact that they said, oh, we didn't need one, now we are, but it's not till 3 or 4 years away, is an absolute disgrace. So people that are dying of cancer or having cancer treatment are still going to have to travel for the next 4 years.
The Health Minister has been contacted for comment. It's off to the polls for Central Queenslanders tomorrow, choosing the next mayors and councillors for Rockhampton, Livingston, Gladstone, Central Highlands and Banana. You'll need to make sure you vote in your local government area, like the 13,648 that have already voted in Gladstone during pre-poll. Wade Lewis from the Electoral Commission of Queensland says we could see results as early as tomorrow.
Just keep your eyes on the ECQ result website. That's where all that information will appear. And so unofficial results on Saturday night from about 7 o'clock. And then the official vote count starts on Sunday.
He's also reminding us that voting is compulsory. Taking a look at local sport. In QRL, our Campers men are playing in front of a home crowd this weekend when they take on the PNG Hunters. In their last clash-up last season, our Campers took a loss 8-14. And looking at our past 13 matches, our CQ side have only won 4 times. Our Campers started this season strong though with a win last weekend. They just have to keep up the momentum.